First, today talking to author Julie Israel about her new book, Juniper Lemon's Happiness Index, a story of grief, friendship, and secrets. And then at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, today rebroadcasting its interview with poet, Portland poet, actor, vocalist, and author Mario DePriest about his book, The Power of a Rose, what he calls an attempt to interject a calming breeze of romantic hope into a world of turbulence. That is all coming up on your busy Thursday right after Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre right after this.
KBOO hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KBOO at the Clinton. This month we'll screen the film Keep the Hives Alive on Thursday, August 10th at 7 p.m. Bees and other pollinators are declining at an alarming rate. An overwhelming number of scientific studies link these population declines to pesticide use. Keep the Hives Alive is a documentary film that shows the use of toxic pesticides are having far-reaching impacts on a wide range of environments, including beehives. Again, that's a film screening at the documentary Keep the Hives Alive, Thursday, August 10th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at thekboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Today's theme, okay, the dumpster is giving chaos a bad name. Even when he's trying to do something very bad, he can't get it right. That's extraordinary. If it's intentional, the man's a genius. If it's unintentional, he's so extraordinarily evil that we don't actually have a vocabulary for the purpose of characterizing what the Trumpster is up to out there in wherever it is. Apparently, he doesn't like the White House. It's not good enough for him. I'm guessing it's because it was last inhabited by people of darker skin color. I would say, or at least not orange skin. Trump spends most of his time at a golf course in New Jersey. No disrespect to a golf course in New Jersey, but it just has that kind of mobbed up feel to it. That said, let's talk weather first, because we got to get this ourselves through the weekend in extraordinary hot times. So today we've got areas of smoke. This would be one of them. Sunny, hot, highs near 105. Yes, that's hot. That is hot. And a little bit of wind, not much, not worth mentioning really. And for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 70. And now we're getting a little wind. We've got like 6 to 10 miles per hour, late-ish. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and hot. Highs around 99. And the wind drops off pretty much completely for tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 65. And Saturday, dawn's bright and sunny, the highs around 92. Saturday night, clear, lows around 67. And for Sunday, sunny skies, highs around 95. And Sunday night bringing us full circle, Monday morning, mostly clear, with a low around overnight lows around 63. There you go. There's some weather. And I'm moving right along. It's so difficult for broadcasters, it seems, to get through the launch of a newscast without mentioning the word Trump. It's beyond politics. It's something else is going on. It really, it's a reality show. It has that clammy grip to it. It's almost one is hanging on until we're sure it's over, and then guiltily picking up the Kleenex from around the scene of the crime. And on the topic of crime and criminalizing things like, just let's say protest, for example. We have Dr. Stephen Zunis joining us again, a professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as a coordinator of the program in Middle Eastern studies. He is recognized as one of the country's leading scholars of U.S. Middle East policy and of strategic nonviolent action. Professor Zunis is a senior policy analyst for Foreign Policy in Focus. It's a project of the Institute for Policy Studies, and he's an associate editor of Peace Review and a contributing editor of Tikkun, and a frequent guest on Air Cascadia. Yes, that's true. So we're going to be talking today with Stephen about Senate Bill 720, which is hot on the trail of those who would actually speak out against Israel in one way or another. In this case, boycotting Israel. Senate Bill 720 would criminalize speech supporting a boycott of Israel. It's meant to target this burgeoning, and just a word in here, everybody out there, lean into it. The boycott, divest, sanction movement is roaring along, and it's your roar that is making this happen. So keep roaring out there, because it's really, really pissing off some Republicans, and this is a wonderful thing. Just try not to get arrested. In fact, try not to let Senate Bill 720 pass. I think we've got Stephen Zunis on the line now, I believe. And good morning, Stephen. And we'll have him on in just a moment. I want to mention just a couple of other things here, because, you know, this bill, James Panetta, Leon Panetta's offspring, his scion, so to speak, is the progenitor of State Bill 720. And so he would be the one to bring your questions to. And indeed, we're going to do that. Tried to reach him this morning. I thought, well, that would be good. We would have Stephen Zunis on. We have James Panetta, the author of this bill, together on the show. And I could just walk out of the room and let them go at it, which would be wonderful, because Stephen Zunis, I sense, would probably take Panetta Jr. apart and leave bones for the jackals that seem to have swarmed into the White House while the Trumpster is in New Jersey sinking a few in the name of the free world. That said, after prompting from young people with a group called Sunrise in a private fundraiser, Senator Gillibrand of New York appeared to come out against the Energy and Natural Resources Act of 2017. Appeared is the key word here, which environmental groups have termed the Dirty Energy Bill. Indeed, that's what it is. There's not a lot of other ways of talking about this. This makes her the only the second senator after Bernie Sanders to do so publicly. What these people do in private, well, find the pail of moist Kleenex, and your answer is right there. So after being confronted by members of Sunrise during a private fundraiser in New York, Senator Gillibrand appeared to come out against this bill, and more on that fascinating story that we will get to. But right now, there is nothing more important, and no one we would rather hear from than Stephen Souness. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you.
So this is very interesting. Panetta Jr., the younger, had launched this ship of fools, and where it's going, I wonder. One has to ask, what are the chances of anything like this passing? Criminalizing protest is really something.
Yeah. Well, this well, actually, should you mention that Jimmy Panetta is my congressman here on the California Central Coast. He is one of 64 House sponsors.
Oh, we'll see you, and we'll raise you a Ron Wyden.
In the Senate, you have Ron Wyden, and as well as Maria Cantwell.
Yes,
are co-sponsors of the Senate version of the resolution. The only Democrat in Oregon is Kurt Schrader, but the concerns about the bill are a couple of things. You know, it is already illegal for U.S. companies to boycott Israel. That's been on the books for like 40 years. What this bill does is two things. One is that it redefines Israel as including territories controlled by Israel. Which means if you're
that would
company,
be the United States, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, basically, in other words, the settlements, the occupation, because there are a lot of companies that are quite willing to invest in Israel, but for matters of international law and principle, they refuse to invest in the illegal Israeli settlements or to support the Israeli military in its occupation. And so this would make that illegal as well. And the other big difference is that it applies to individuals as well. So if you advocate boycotting Israeli settlements, that in itself becomes a crime. If you provide information in support of a boycott of Israeli settlements and the occupation, that would be a crime. In fact, by some interpretation, even just requesting information about it could be a crime. This is why the American Civil Liberties Union, which doesn't take any kind of position one way or the other in Israel-Palestine, is so much against it. It's a big, it's an attack against basic civil liberties. In addition, you have moderate pro-Israel groups like J Street, you know, that are Zionists and pro-Israel and oppose BDS, et cetera, et cetera. But they, because it conflates Israel, the occupied territories, they recognize it as a pro-occupation, pro-settlements bill. And so they're mobilizing against it as well.
Well, it seems the bill itself wouldn't it slam right into international law? How can protests be criminalized?
Yeah, I mean, international law is you know, pretty clear on a number of levels of the illegality of transferring parts of your civilian population onto territories seized by military force. The West Bank, and including East Jerusalem, is recognized by the United Nations and by the International Court of Justice and by a consensus of international legal opinion as territories under foreign belligerent occupation. And the indeed the International Court of Justice, you know, has confirmed their illegality, as has the United Nations Security Council, and no less than five unanimous resolutions. Even Obama was willing to support such a resolution. So this is clearly an effort to undermine international law. And it's not surprising, really, because the Republican platform explicitly called for effective legislation that would make boycotts against the Israeli settlements and occupation illegal. What's disturbing is that you have so many Democrats, including Ron Wyden and Maria Cantwell, who are supporting it.
We have virtually no time left, but just some final thoughts. People should really understand that it undermines labor, civil rights, liberation movements, and wow.
Oh, yeah, and boycotts are tactics that have been used for years, and the implications of this go well beyond just Israel and Palestine. So regardless of your views on that question, you should oppose this bill.
Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you back with us today. There is a lot more to talk about. The progress, tracking the progress of this thing is, there's your summer reading for you, listeners. Thanks so much. My guest has been in Dr. Stephen Zunis, and this has been at Cascadia for Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. Rock Bergeron entered into the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, fighting against the cleansing of the Mexican-American Studies program in Tucson with implications for the entire state and, in fact, the entire country. And more excerpts.